The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus,
amen.
St. Paul tells you not to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. The fact of the matter is, this throttle to your knowledge should apply to everything about you, so that when the world looks at you, the only thing they should see is Jesus. They should not see you heralding your charity, for charity for the cameras is not true charity. They should not see you making a performance of your prayers, for a performance is not a prayer. They should not see you sour-faced and dour, your empty insides filling your outward countenance. For the fast that is advertised is the fast, fast defeated. True it is that your life of faith is between you and God, between the one with the heart and the one who judges it on the basis of your charity and your prayers and your fastings, though not by what any other thought of them. So others need not have an opinion about your holy deeds, and you need not care if they do. Though faith and her activity is a personal matter between you and God, it is not a private affair. For God himself, like his judgment, comes for all indiscriminately, individualized and personal and unique, but never not corporate or universal. Therefore, he himself wishes that while you live meekly, humbly, and quietly faithful to him, the world would see only him. For this reason, you put on ash today. If you think the ashes are just for you, you are wrong. The ashes are you, and they are for the friends, children, or even strangers sitting next to you, and all those whom you will see, or who will see you, between this place and your bed. The ashes upon your forehead become the proclamation of the gospel, the mark upon you in which the world sees nothing but Christ and him crucified. They are death and resurrection. Your entire story in Jesus told with two streaks and a finger. Receive the sign of the cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Once, in time past, those words were spoken to you as you died a drowning death to yourself and rose again in Christ. Today they are spoken again, of sorts. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. This is you, and this is Jesus. You have died a death before your death, so that in death you will not die. Nevertheless, someday a requiem will sing for you, bells will toll for you, and loved ones will weep for you as your body is gently tucked away into the earth. For while you have died so not to die, the harsh reality is that you still reside on this side of the doors of paradise, and none can wake to play who first have not lain down to sleep. But, of course, as long as you know and desire nothing but Jesus, this should not perturb you. Yet you must still acknowledge it. You must accept a pronouncement of dust, and in so doing, accept the judgment of death. For you are children of dust, sons of Adam, and daughters of Eve. Daddy's debt lives on in your flesh, and no debt goes unpaid. The wages of sin is death. Ashes, the death of fronds once ripe with life and voice, so soon will trace your death upon your dusty flesh. But they do so in such a way that they are, in fact, gospel. For though you die, you are redeemed by Christ. Ashes indeed, but an ashen cross, like the one once bestowed in word and water and chrism. Nevertheless, there still is the reality in the ashes that someone must die. Oh, the things that make for your peace. You are redeemed by Christ, and he would have you and the world know only him, but he would have you and the world all know him as Christ the crucified. Ash Wednesday both reminds us of the consequence of our sin and marks the first stirrings of divine love in us. Lent is the pilgrimage of God's love. Jesus to the cross, and you to Jesus. And what begins in ashes ends in glory. That is the reason for the charity, for the prayer, and for the fasting. A 40-day pilgrimage of love that recognizes in the self only what deserves death, toward Jesus, your love, the crucified, and the life that only he can bestow. So why seek to know anything else? Money cannot save you. It is the most expensive cheap trinket on earth. If it can do some good for others, give it away. In such charity, the world sees Jesus. Reflecting on Jesus yourself, give all the more during these 40 days to Jesus and to his beloved. Admiration cannot save you. It will all stop quite abruptly when the dirt hits the casket. It is better simply to say your prayers sincerely. When the world sees those prayers, it sees Jesus. Meditating upon this, pray all the more during these 40 days to grow more fervently in your longing for and devotion to Jesus. Food, while necessary, cannot save you from the inevitable. Eat and drink what you need, but no more, and not to excess. And joy that once lived in food and drink will instead be filled with Jesus. Relying only on Jesus, fast all the more, for by your fasting, your countenance will be full of Jesus, and the world will thus see him. And you yourselves will find that when Jesus has more empty to fill, he will. Really, though, the ashes say it all. And all there is to say is all there is to know. Jesus Christ and him crucified for you, for all. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.